I'm Tommy McNeil. More saber rattling from North Korea. Reuters' Eve Johnson.
North Korea has fired two projectiles off its eastern coast, and this time it says it's shutting down peace talks with South Korea, too. Friday's launches are just the latest in a string of tests. According to a U.S. official, at least one of the projectiles appeared to be a short-range missile. South Korea on Friday responded to the news, saying dialogue was the only way forward.
The talks between South Korea and North Korea are the only way of implementing an inter-Korean joint declaration. We can also use these meetings to share opinions. This is our unchangeable stance, and we urge North Korea to respond positively.
North Korea is up in arms over ongoing military exercises between Washington and Seoul. Trump says Kim has assured him that the launches will stop as soon as the exercises end.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. Israel has been criticized for barring two U.S. lawmakers from entering the country Thursday, setting off a new round of controversy in the debate over U.S. support for its ally in the Middle East. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Israel says it will not allow Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib into the country because they back a boycott of Israel. They had planned to visit on a tour organized by a Palestinian organization.
Want to come here for a provocation.
Danny Ayalon, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says the aim was destroying Israel's legitimacy. But Palestinian official Mustafa Barghouti says Israel's doing that itself.
They are afraid that these two congresswomen will expose to the world the horrible violations of human rights that are conducted against the Palestinian people.
Israel announced the move shortly after President Trump tweeted allowing the lawmakers in would show great weakness. Omar calls it an affront and an insult to democratic values. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Ethnic rebel forces in Myanmar killed at least 14 people Thursday in what appeared to be a coordinated attack on an elite military college and other government targets in the country's north. That's according to a military spokesman. The armed groups have been fighting Myanmar's military for several decades for greater autonomy for ethnic minorities. Confederation of Ethnic Forces, known as Northern Alliance, claimed credit for the attacks. A statement from the military said the attackers used 107-millimeter rocket launchers in two of the five assaults. U.S. President Trump says he doesn't want to see China's government violently crack down on protesters in Hong Kong. Mr. Trump said Thursday afternoon that China's president, Xi Jinping, could solve the situation quickly by meeting with protest leaders.
But I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. I really believe if he sat down, they have a certain little leadership pool. If he sat down with that leadership pool, I'll bet he'd work something out very quickly. It really seems like things that could be worked out pretty easily.
China's ambassador to London warned Thursday, that foreign forces should stop interfering in an internal Chinese matter. The U.S. and China are in the midst of contentious, drawn-out trade negotiations. Trump said Thursday he still believes China wants to make a deal. Gibraltar released the Iranian oil tanker detained by British Marines last month, Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Thursday's release of the Grace One was expected. Its captain and three officers had already been set free. But hours before, the plot thickened when UK officials said the United States had applied to seize the Grace One, which appeared to scupper hopes of defusing tensions. The Chief Justice of Gibraltar's Supreme Court said there was no US application before it, while Iran's ambassador to London said the US had been desperately trying to block the Grace One's release. EU nations have been trying to save Iran's nuclear deal with international powers. Washington has pulled out of the agreement, but Europe wants to keep it alive.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Consumer confidence remains strong despite concerns of a weakening economic growth.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose a healthy 0.7% in July. Online retailers, grocery stores, clothing retailers, and electronics and appliance stores all reported strong gains. Consumer spending, the primary driver of the U.S. economy, appears healthy, with wages increasing modestly, giving Americans more spending power. The U.S.-China trade conflict has triggered worries about a recession, but most economists are not forecasting a recession, mainly due to consumer spending and the job market remaining strong. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.